Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
Our 435 flashback today was originally recorded in a 1920s jazz style by a woman named Jackie DeShannon on her 1975 album New Arrangement with Donna Weiss. According to DeShannon, she got the idea for the song after watching a 1942 movie called Now Voyager starring Betty Davis. It was Donna Weiss who submitted the demo to Kim Carnes, who along with her band and producer came up with the hit arrangement for Betty Davis Eyes. This was a hit song in the US and it was number one for 9 weeks, but it wasn't, however, the biggest song of the year. Physical by Olivia Newton-John was number one for 10 weeks. Carnes had several other hits before and after Betty Davis Eyes, but none ever came as close to being that big. This won the 1981 Grammy for Record of the Year, and in America, it was the third best-selling single of the 80s. After Olivia Newton-John's Physical, it was Diana Ross and Lionel Richie's duet Endless Love that came in at number two. But the Betty Davis Eyes video was huge on MTV and gave the song a big boost. Betty Davis was an actress known for playing strong, independent women. She was famous for her New England accent and, of course, her eyes. After the song became a hit, Betty Davis wrote letters to Kim Carnes and the songwriters to say she was a fan of the record and thanking her for being part of pop culture history. One of the reasons the legendary actress loved the song is that her granddaughter thought her grandmother was pretty darn cool for having a hit song written about her. Carnes' raspy voice, by the way, led listeners to believe that Rod Stewart was the lead vocalist. Here's Kim Carnes and Betty Davis Eyes. It's our KQAK 435 Flashback.